Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Eamon Torsney from the News Talk newsroom is with me in studio today to tell us about all the stories you might have missed this week.
That's right, things? Yeah. All good. Looking forward to the weekend. We're going to start in court.
Absolutely.
This is all about a statue that they're going to build in Cork, and it's in connection with Oliver Cromwell, but don't worry, it's not Oliver Cromwell they're building a statue for. It's a midge that supposedly, legend has it, a mosquito that bit Oliver Cromwell, and then 9 years later he died. So the legend is that he died of a Cork fever, which was a malaria.
A mozzie bite.
And they want to build the world's smallest public statue to commemorate that achievement of the mosquito. Because let's face it, Oliver Cromwell wasn't the most popular person here. So that's just a suggestion put forward. It must be stressed, however, that there's little historical evidence linking Cromwell's death to the Leaside mosquito, but it's been part of Cork folklore for decades. And sure, if you can build a statue and get the tourists in, why not?
Is it the councillor who wants to put
it's
up
a Green
this?
Party councillor, yeah, Oliver Moore, and he's actually suggested it, and he wants Cork City Council to erect the statue. And apparently there's all sorts of other tiny statues in other cities around the world as well, and some of them are like less than, you know, 0.5 millimetres tall is one of them in the UK, so it's a miniature Statue of Liberty. So
hardly much point, is there, at that?
Well, how would you even see it? You know what I mean? You'd want to have a super telephone or a camera to get a picture of that. And sure, look, you could actually make it a kind of a hide and seek. You know, where is it? You know?
Yeah, in Cork. Good stuff. What's going on in Sligo this week?
So in Sligo, what they're doing is they're looking at ways of attracting tourists from Dublin, as you would expect.
Yeah.
But basically, look, this is centres around, you know, the big football games, American football games that come to Dublin, to the Aviva Stadium. There's the college football that's taking place this year. And then we're expecting another NFL one next year. And what Sligo is highlighting, and again, this came up, a Fine Gael councillor in Sligo, Fergal Nealon, he's highlighting the fact that when they come over, all the people, the entourage and everything else, there's always organised tours to other parts of the country. And that so they usually go to Kerry and Galway. So that's seen as kind of the destination to go. And Sligo said, we want a slice of the action. And they say that, you know, there's so much in the Northwest. Well,
absolutely.
You know yourself, wouldn't you know? And of course, I used to holiday in Sligo in the 70s, when it was a much different place and a much different tourist attraction. But look, it's got so much to offer there. And it is interesting that, you know, we have such a focus to the southwest and the traditional tourist spots, and the northwest is still kind of forgotten, you know, around Sligo, kind of Leitrim area. And let's face it, you know what you have in Sligo, they're highlighting the golf courses that will be there. You have Carrowmore, you have Knocknarea, and then also what I noticed in recent years is the development of the Queen Maeve Square in the town, where you have music all the time and all the rest. So basically they're getting a group together to examine how they can appeal and attract those tours that are associated with big events
in the US
Dublin.
College football
US
gangs.
College football gang, and to say, look, start including Sligo on the tour and kind of get a package. And then
suppose if you don't ask, you don't get.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah, exactly. So the golf course is like in Enniscrone, etc., like that. And that's what they're trying to encourage.
Yeah.
And it means, because money and jobs, which is important for that. And apparently, the Minister of State, Frank Feehan, he already was at the Super Bowl earlier this year and planted the seeds on exactly this opportunity in conversation with the US event organisers, so you can't get much higher than the Super Bowl itself.
No, I only heard about this story this morning.
I'll leave you with one final message, which I hope I'm going to get right. Slán leat, agus gnáire an bóthar leat.
There you go. And I think everybody will recognise that as Harry Styles, wouldn't they? Yeah. I didn't expect
very
you to
impressive.
Have to tell me about that. Yes, no, I knew that was Harry Styles, honestly. So look, Slane is in the news again. First time this year, they're having two back-to-back concerts, one day after the other. And it's Luke Combs, the country and western star.
American country
but
music singer.
As ever, that means crowds descend on Slane. It's a small village, beautiful village now, really done up in recent years. And basically, some residents in Slane, they're warning they're going to protest, stage peaceful protests, unless organisers of the concerts agree to introduce a €5 per ticket community levy, and that's to try and put funds used to invest in the community for various projects, funding the Tidy Towns Group, annual St Patrick's Day Parade, etc., and community centre upgrades.
So they want 5 euro community levy from every single ticket sold for Luke Combs over two nights in Slane this year. Any other town in the country would be offering their sites up. They'd probably even go out and do whatever they can to have an attraction like that.
There is that
in the locality.
There is that, and then but I suppose you can think of the actual disruptive nature because it's such a small town. But the thing is that the tickets are all sold out. And in fairness, MCD they strongly suggest they already make financial contributions to local groups and take account of the concerns of residents and traffic management and all the rest, but it's a far cry from when I saw my first concert ever, which was in Slane.
I've never been to a gig in Slane. It's on my list.
1986 I went to see Queen and Freddie Mercury year after Live Aid. I know you can't believe I'm old enough to know. Have been there.
The thing about this is do the residents living near Croke Park get a 5 euro community levy, or anyone that lives near the Three Arena?
That's very true. Yeah, and then where does it stop? And also, the fact is that this is planned for so long in advance, and they've been doing it now 45 years. Is it that they've been going there? So, yeah, can't see it happening before
Longford.
July. Yeah, Longford. Well, this is a farmer who Herbert Farrell, and he farms on an island in Loch Ree, and it's called Inish Clutteran, I hope I pronounced that correctly. And so it's home to 30 cattle. So he has to travel over there by boat. He's also a school principal, by the way, but it's sustainable. So he had to get a particular breed of cattle that could survive in the harsh climate. And so, for example, they're a self-calve, would you believe? So that because in the past, apparently, they used to have to kind of deliver the cattle overnight or deliver the calves and then go to school the next day. But these are self-calving cattle. And then also they're adapt to the terrain. So they eat kind of rushes. They don't have to depend on grass. And actually some of the stuff that's underwater. And interestingly, one of them, a bull that had lost teeth, they noticed that it was eating flowers of meadow sweet. And apparently when they got tests done, it contains pain relief. So effectively they're self-medicating cattle. So there you go. That's pretty impressive, I have to say.
Yeah. And finally in Kerry.
Yeah, look, another kind of tourism related story. Kenmare, one of the most beautiful towns in the country. And it's looking to kind of attract off-peak tourists. So in other words,
they're flooded with tourists
day and night. But is it all year though? And I think apparently they're worried that they're kind of like it's the fastest aging town apparently.
Right.
And now they want to kind of, one of the hotel owners, and that's the Secretary of Kenmare Tourism, Aileen Hanley, they formed a new group to kind of promote off-peak tourism. And they said that their hotel, they look around and they have businesses that close because of the off-peak season, because there aren't crowds. And so they're developing kind of initiatives that will encourage people to come in February. They have something in November, a design festival, and they're looking into all sorts of other things to try and attract people, like, a heritage museum, an indoor food market. And again, it's to encourage younger people to stay as well. That, in other words, they're not moving abroad or going to Australia or whatever, and to try and encourage people to stay and develop in that town.
Yeah,
wonderful part of the country.
It's a tourist destination 12 months of the year. Good stuff, Eamon Torsney. Thanks a million, as always, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live with just some of the stories you might have missed from around the country this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.